From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said Tuesday his government will make every effort to help those affected by Monday's magnitude 7.5 earthquake and will announce a relief package once authorities carry out a comprehensive assessment. Sharif held a meeting of high-level officials to hear reports on the damage and response since the earthquake struck northern Afghanistan's sparsely populated Balkistan province. This is VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad, Pakistan, about the earthquake damage.
The damage is sort of scattered. You know, it's a mountainous terrain, and here and there you see, like, maybe every 3 or 4 kilometers, you see a house. Either the wall has collapsed or the roof has collapsed. But the kind of damage we witnessed back in 2005 on October 8th in that year, when the earthquake of similar magnitude struck northern Pakistan and that flattened towns after towns, it hasn't caused that kind of extensive damage. Mm-hmm. And so far, what we have from the authorities is that the overall death toll still stands at 223, whereas more than 1,600 people have been injured.
Again, that is VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad, Pakistan. Meanwhile, Pakistan military says heavy fire from across the Afghan border killed 7 Pakistani soldiers on Tuesday. The attack hit a paramilitary force outpost in South Waziristan's Angar Adda region. The military did not say whether militants or Afghan soldiers were responsible, and there was no immediate comment from Afghanistan. The neighboring countries have in the past accused each other's forces of initiating cross-border fire. VOA News.